This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My special guest here today is Helen. I'm going to let you say your last name because I really don't want to embarrass myself.
It's fine. My name is Helen Hosundi.
Hosundi. Okay. Yeah. I was asking Eric Mann earlier how to say it, and he pronounced it. He says, but she'll correct you. So I'm like, I'm just not going to try.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
It is wonderful to meet you. Well, we met last year, I believe.
Yeah, a couple times,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
So because you go to an awful lot of WordCamps.
I have,
And last year I went to more than my share of WordCamp, so it's quite an interesting year. But now, the one thing I want to talk to you about is you have been a release lead on WordPress. You're a core developer on WordPress.
Yeah, one of the lead developers for WordPress.
One of the lead developers. Yep. But you were also in charge of the 4.0 release,
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct.
What are the duties involved in that?
So being a release lead for WordPress involves a lot of things, I think, because of the nature of our software. We do typically 3 releases a year, so about 4 months per release cycle, which is very rapid.
Yes.
And we tend to have user-facing features as well as developer-facing features. So there's a lot of wrangling of people, right? Like what in agency work we might call resourcing, right? So making sure that designers have the support that they need, which in open source software can be really difficult to have, right? Making sure that we have developers covering things, that they have the support that they need to get, you know, features or bug fixing or whatever done. Making sure that the schedule is there, published, you know, that we've agreed upon a schedule, running meetings, making sure that as each phase of the release cycle is hit, we are in the right place. So we typically do about 4 betas and 1 or 2 RCs, because RCs, you're supposed to be a release candidate, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully you won't have too many. But making sure that, you know, when we get to beta, you know, before we actually tag beta, no enhancements are left, right? Because no more enhancements to the software for this release cycle once you get to beta. So then everything from there on is a bug fix. And then making sure that all tickets are closed before you actually tag RC. So a lot of that is just wrangling people, a lot of really being active and in people's faces. Like, let's get this done, let's get this done. So I guess it's classic project management in a lot of ways.
Okay.
One of the neat things that we've experienced with having developers be release leads, like you can absolutely be, you know, a non-developer and be a release lead for WordPress. And I think that would be great to have, you know, one of these days. But so far it's been developers just because those are the people who've been around for a while and know the process. So you end up making some technical decisions as well. So just, you know, evaluating a feature. Is this good enough? Is this up to par? Just making sure all of that is in place.
Very cool.
Yep.
You were talking about the betas. That's a lesson that PHP itself has not learned, because we went into beta with PHP 7, and then there were 2, maybe 3 RFCs that were voted on after we got into beta.
Yep.
Which, as someone who develops training, that drives me up the wall, because as soon as I get a training class done, we've changed this. So, and one of them was a major change that I had to go redo part of my class just for that.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lesson that the core needs to learn, okay? Beta means no more features, Anthony.
I didn't say that about PHP, for the record.
No, I'll own that one. Well, that's it's fascinating to see what goes on behind the scenes. Now, of course, it leads me to the natural next question. How'd you get involved in WordPress? Or specifically in the core?
In the core of WordPress. So I worked at a university for a while, the music conservatory that I went to for my master's. So I have a master's in music.
Oh, wow.
So I was working there as a web developer, and we needed some sort of better CMS than you know, Dreamweaver and giving people FTP accounts where they could wipe out our homepage, which is a thing that happened. So we thought a proper CMS would be a good thing, but this was during the recession, mm-hmm. so and university, so money's not really plentiful to begin with. So we looked at WordPress and we thought, you know, the multi-site feature that was in progress, mm-hmm. where you can have a network of sites, was a really good thing for universities, for schools, right? It's where you can have each office, each department, each studio in a music school has their own site where they're kind of siloed off and they can't go messing with the actual homepage for the site, but they have more, you know, control over their actual area of concern. So we started looking at WordPress, you know, proposed it, did all of those things, implemented it. It took about a year because I wasn't very good at it. But through that, you know, we thought following along with the development process is important, right? Mm-hmm. Because we need to continually integrate like new versions of WordPress. So I had started following along with the process and started learning about like, what does it mean to make a patch? What is track? All of these things. And eventually thought, I really want to learn how to make a patch. Like, it's just a challenge for myself. And I had noticed like a border color that was wrong, something really, really small. But it adds up, and it, you know, then you can't unsee it, right? So I challenged myself. I wanted to learn how to make a patch. I submitted it, got critiqued within the day, and then committed a variation on my patch. It wasn't my actual code, I think, at all, really. But yeah.
It's okay. Just, you kicked off that process.
Yeah.
You put yourself out there.
Which I did. It was terrifying.
That's what a lot of people, that's the one step. A lot of people just, they never make that one step.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that is cool. And from there, you just started submitting more?
Yeah, I started doing more and more. I think a big part of this was I eventually moved to 10Up, where I am now, which is a remote agency, right? We focus on WordPress. So from there, I started going to more WordCamps because it was a part of, you know, what we did as a company. And I went to a WordCamp that had a contributor day, which I'd never done before. And Nason introduced me as the person to talk to about UI development in WordPress.
He's good about throwing people in the deep
right,
end.
Right. So he definitely threw me overboard with that one. But I appreciated it. You know, it gave me a chance to step up and feel like I had ownership and not just that I was, you know, some nobody talking something that, you know, nobody should listen to or something. So just really feeling ownership over it, I think, really helped a lot. And I think it also plays to personality, right? Like, a lot of it is just the ideology of working on software as opposed to client sites. Clients are great,
yeah,
but maybe not for me, right? So.
Yeah. No, the reason I went into computers is I didn't want to deal with people. So, you know.
Fair enough.
Clients are not my thing.
Fair enough, yeah.
Well, I want to wrap this up. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant. The same question I ask everybody, and I didn't prep you. I usually prep people for this, is what's your local user group and what's the URL?
For PHP or WordPress.
WordPress, whatever.
I don't know the URLs. There is, so I live in Jersey City, okay. which is right outside of Manhattan. So I guess that would be the New York City groups.
Okay.
So there's the New York City PHP meetup, and there's the New York City
WordPress
meetup.
Well, there's also Shore PHP that Yitz Werwolf runs.
Oh, okay.
Code Rabbi. So
yeah.
And that's starting to grow. So, well, that's when
cool.
he's in town.
Right.
late, he's been on the road so much. So.
Right.
But thank you for being here,
yep.
taking the time to talk to us, and thank you for taking that first step, putting yourself out there, and thank you for helping build the awesome that is WordPress.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.